Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Hasina finalized the bilateral defense cooperation with Mushrik State India, which is a betrayal against the Muslims and Islam. Soliciting for such military cooperation is a clear violation of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's warning, لا تستضيئوا بنار المشركين. Do not seek light from the fire of the polytheists. While people are weighing up Sheikh Hasina's visit to India in terms of give and take, many miss the vital issue that she struck a decisive blow to our armed forces to make it incompetent with the so-called bilateral defense cooperation with India. Hasina requested Modi to expedite the delayed implementation of the $500 million defense line of credit, LOC, extended by India to Bangladesh in 2018. She wants to cripple our armed forces by purchasing a variety of low-grade Indian tools such as oil, tanker, logistics, ship, floating dock for the Bangladesh Navy, and bridge layer tanks, portable steel bridges, mine protective vehicles, etc. for Bangladesh Army, even though in reality the Indian military is known for its obsolete military equipment, inadequate ammunition, and inadequate research and development due to over-reliance on foreign import. From backstabbing our military through orchestrating Pilkhana massacre to incapacitating it by making it dependent on the Mushrik enemy state's substandard machinery and tools, Hasina has kept sabotaging our armed forces and destroying its morale by every means possible since she assumed power in 2008. Hasina has been handing over the Ummah's sovereignty and strategic assets to India just to hold on to power. Not only she seeks assistance from this hateful enemy state to weaken our military, but also is forcing our sincere and Islam-loving military officers to go against the definite order of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا تستضيئوا بنار المشركين. Do not seek light from the fire of the polytheists. We know India and her Hindutva rulers are the self-proclaimed enemies of Muslims. They plotted the massacre of the army officers in Pilkhana and never stopped killing unarmed civilians in the border on regular basis. Even during Hasina's visit in India, they did not spare a schoolboy, Bangladeshi schoolboy shot dead by BSF News Age, September 8, 2022. Besides, they go all out to insult our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and desecrate Allah's Quran. Their enmity is manifest by their speech and actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about them in his book, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسَ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will surely find the most bitter towards the believers to be the Jews and polytheists. Surah Al-Ma'idah 82. And it is true that Kafir colonialists like Britain and USA have been capitalizing on this anti-Muslim bigotry and delegated India the same role in South Asia as what they gave to the illegal Jewish entity in the Middle East. O Muslims, we, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the best nation on earth that does not deserve to remain under such unfathomable shame and humiliation. We need to get rid of these treacherous secular rulers and politicians whose very existence is the only barrier to our liberation. These agents are nurtured by the Kafir Mushrik enemies so that we always remain trapped in their vicious grip. That is why we saw that even the secular opposition political parties like BNP stayed silent about the military treaty with India, as they also beg for India's support in the upcoming national election. We cannot wait any longer to bring back our true abode of honor and dignity, the promised second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. History has witnessed that only the Khilafah produced such rulers and leaders who never begged for support from the Kuffar Mushrikeen to come onto power, unlike today's secular rulers of the Muslim lands. Rather, it produced leaders like Musa bin Nusayr and Tariq bin Ziyad, who helped to restore the dignity of even the non-believers of Spain and save them from their tyrant ruler, King Roderick, the last Visigoth ruler of Hispania. The then governor of Spanish city, Ceuta, Count Julian requested the Umayyad governor Musa bin Nusayr for assistance in avenging him of King Roderick's tyranny on the people and for the abduction and rape of his daughter, as he wanted to remove him from power. In response to that plea, Umayyad general Tariq bin Ziyad and his army of 7,000 troops invaded Spain in 711 CE and established control of Andalus as a wilaya, governing under the Umayyad Khilafah. Muslims again need to be united under the courageous leadership of the righteous Khilafah, who will not beg for the support of the Kuffar to be in power. Rather, they would remove the tyrant rulers from power as needed to establish justice and equity in the lands of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, and fight them until there is no fitna, and until the religion, all of it, is for Allah. Al-Anfal 39. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.